What's going on, everybody? We're back with the Real Bodybuilding Podcast. This is a wrap-up of the Chicago Pro, and I'm here with my man, Ian. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
You're wearing the right sweater. I like that.
I got that.
Okay, let's get into it. What'd you think of the show?
I mean, amazing show. I mean, all the way to the last call-out. I mean, I even said this on my story yesterday. You had guys in third, fourth call-out that were peeled out of their minds. So, I mean, the overall depth was really good. You could have made a case for really anyone that top four or five winning the show. I mean, it was a very, very competitive show. So it was really, really entertaining to watch for me.
Isn't it awesome having like three shows in a row like that with New York, Chicago. Cali was not as competitive, but still competitive.
Yeah. And then I mean, it's funny too. Me and Hunter were just talking about this morning when we had both reposted the lists because like it's, you know, someone had posted the Olympic qualified list and he's like, yeah. So funny that at the beginning of this year, everyone was saying this is going to be such a shitty Olympian, you know, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Shows, yeah. You look at the list, it's one of the best Olympia lineups I've seen in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we lost Flex, but I mean, other than that, I mean, you're still crazy, crazy competitive.
Yeah. Actually, that's the show I was thinking of, Spain, sorry. So we had Chicago, Spain, New York are just crazy lineups.
Crazy lineups, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been entertaining. And the Olympia, which I'm sure we're going to get into at some point down the road, is going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Flex is out, unfortunately, but it's going to suck because I think people were excited to see him kind of walk on and see what he could do.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to hurt the show.
I don't think it will. I mean, yeah, like obviously everyone, including myself, was very excited to see Flex and see what he would look like, you know, not sucking himself down to 212 and seeing what he might look at, like at 225, 230, see him next to guys like Hadi, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like cool narratives that people were excited about, but I mean, there's still so many good things going on with this show. I think it's still, you know, an amazing Olympia.
There's so many smaller stories within the show, right? There's like, there's Phil and Brandon, and then I know you want your rematch against Hunter.
Yeah, there's me and Hunter. Lots of good storylines here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So it's going to be
exciting for sure. So
yeah, and now we created a new one last week because. I don't know if James is going to be able to get over. It's looking more and more like the lockdown is going to screw over James.
Yeah.
But if he can get over, we created a new narrative with James and Kuklo. And you and Kuklo.
Kuklo's not in the Olympia.
Oh, that's right. He's not doing it.
No. He's not qualified.
We're going to have to wait.
From what I've heard, he's sitting it out because he had a bunch of show stuff going on. He's just putting his focus on the Arnold.
Okay. So. And we Reagan snuck in. I saw the points totals go up.
He made it in.
Yeah, Reagan snuck into the Olympia.
Yeah, so Justin, Max, and Reagan are your three on points.
Yeah. I feel like Justin and – well, I mean, they all deserve it for sure. But who got shafted out of that points list that was, like, thinking they were there?
Well, no one really. I mean, it was Rami and On are the next ones down, I guess, after that. Oh,
so there's no Rami?
Rami as of right now. But, like – I mean, I'd be hard pressed to say that they wouldn't give him an invite at this point. I mean, he was ready to roll for Spain. It was obviously, you know, extenuating circumstances that he couldn't compete. I think he's in good health despite the positive test. So if he doesn't get an invite, I would be slightly surprised.
What do you think about, I didn't watch the show, so I can't say anything, but what do you think about I saw a caption, Lee Priest said, show your test.
For
Rami. And I'm like, well,
look,
why would you lie?
From what I've heard is they tested the athletes at the show.
Oh, okay.
So if it was just Rami willy-nilly in his hotel room saying he randomly got a test, it's like, well, one, why are you getting a test if you don't feel bad? You know, because he's obviously in perfect health, and he still is, to my knowledge.
So,
that would be weird. But from what I heard, I think they tested the athletes prior to the show, or because of where the country he was coming from, they tested him when they arrived in Spain. So
found out when he got to Spain.
I believe he was already in Spain.
Okay. So why would Lee Priest think he's lying then?
So yeah, I mean, to me, I could be incorrect here, but to me, it was something that was not really where the narrative was in his control. You know?
Yeah. Well, I could be wrong too because I didn't watch the video. I only saw the clickbait caption. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't saying that.
Yeah.
So Rami's out. Do you think he deserves a special invite?
I'm always very weary of the special invite thing, you know, because I think the Olympia is something that is earned. And I think even though Rami has earned his spot there multiple times, I think it still needs to be like, he didn't place in the top five last year. He didn't earn his spot. I think he needs to re-earn it. You know, so I think look, Rammy sells tickets. There's no denying about that. And if I was a show promoter, would I want Rammy in my Olympia? Fucking right, I would. Yeah. You know, and the proof is in the pudding that I think no matter what, Rammy probably would have been the top three of that show and would have qualified. But you can't go by like coulda, shoulda, wouldas. You know, he didn't get on stage. He didn't qualify. So it's always a weird spot. And I know I personally felt kind of weird last year or whatever year it was when Cedric got the invite.
Okay.
Because I missed the Olympia by 1 point, and then Cedric did no shows, didn't even attempt to do any shows, and he got the invite. So to me, it made me feel a little off. So I can definitely empathize with athletes, you know, who are really close to making Olympia, you know, on points or other circumstances happening, then someone like Rammy just gets an invite. So I can understand that.
I was just going to say the Cedric, I thought the Cedric situation was more because he got called away to duty.
Well, okay. Yes. But the thing is like, he got called away. It wasn't called away duty. He was doing his like summer training or whatever they do.
Yeah.
Which you would have known that beforehand was coming. You know, you could have done a show early in May. You could have done Toronto Pro. You could have done Cal, you know, something that was earlier in the season, got that out of the way. And then prepped for the Olympia after that, you know, and then had your summer to do your work stuff. I mean, you know, you needed to be, it was almost like he relied on the special invite, which to me just gives me a bad feeling in my gut. And like, look, I love Cedric, nothing against Cedric. You know, I'm just going by me having that feeling
as somebody
I was in the situation, you know,
as somebody who was 1 point away, I can understand that. But I was under the impression at the time that it was a, like a last minute, like he got called away to duty and that's why he couldn't compete.
That's the fact that, and I'm incorrect. And yeah, I mean, that's obviously different, but the thing is like,
well, the only reason I bring that up,
top three, top five Olympian yet. He hasn't done that. He hasn't
but the only reason I'm making that distinction is I feel like if you're a soldier and you get called away to duty, it might deserve a special invite. Whereas if you're Rami and you're just like,
okay, sure, but then what about like Steve Kuklo is a firefighter and say there's a big, you know, thing, he gets called into work or whatever and he can't make it to a show. It's like, where do you draw the line on this, like handing out a special invite thing, you know? And it's like, okay, we're giving it to him because of that. But then they also extend it to, you know, other guys, like say they give it to Rammy or they were going to give it to,
Do you think Rammy deserves it because of COVID?
Or like Kai Greene, like give it to the Kai Greene kind of invite that was extended. Like you start getting into this whole, and look, it's the IFBB's decision. They can do whatever they want. And you're trying to sell tickets and promote a show. Do what you think is the best for you and your show. I'm just speaking from the opinion of an athlete and how it could make the other athletes that are actually working really hard to qualify for the show.
I see both sides of the argument. I definitely see your side of the argument because if I was 1 point away.
And I see the other side as well. Yeah. I, you know, even me being a competitor, I want all these guys at the show. I mean, I want Cedric there. I want Rammy there. I want them all there, you know.
I just feel like the flip side of it, and honestly, I'm kind of torn on what I think. Like, I kind of feel like you're right. Like, it should be like you either earn it or you just don't get to go.
Yeah.
But then I think to myself, wow, a lineup with Phil, Brandon, and Rami and Kai.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, maybe we make some exceptions, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying with the second part there. Like, look, even as a competitor, I want all these guys there, you know? Like, you know, as a fan of the sport, as well as a competitor, I want to be on stage with Kai and Rami and Cedric and all these guys. I mean, you know, even if it's potentially detracting from my placing, it's still something you want to be a part of.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely like a kind of a gray area that's tough and you have mixed emotions as an athlete. So, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm all for the IFBB doing what they think is the best to promote the show and bring more money in for the athletes and everything like that. So I can understand it.
Speaking of promoting the show, you put a post up yesterday that was actually very flattering about the commentating, in which I want to touch on because I've got, the only reason I want to touch on it is not because it was about me, but more so because I got, honestly, I can't count the DMs I got yesterday from people saying the same thing you were saying, which is they think I should commentate shows, which I would love to, because I watched one clip yesterday and I almost threw up. I was like, who's the guy that won the classic that has, oh wait, there's a picture of him here. Wait, maybe I can, sorry.
Dion?
No, not the classic, not the 212. So this guy won.
Yeah, the guy with the braids.
I'm going to show you this guy. So this guy, Lord Jones, I forget his name, Brian Jones. Okay. Brian Jones. This guy wins, and honestly, I'm blown away by his physique. Obviously, he's a little thin, but like
certain spots, yeah.
Very, very beautiful structure, right?
Yeah, very deserving win too. Yeah.
And he comes on stage to do his routine, and I swear to God, the first half of his routine, Sean Reyes is shitting on him about his hair.
Yeah.
he's like, oh, this is detracting from his look and it's detracting from his physique. And all I can look at is his pink hair. And then he starts complaining about his posing. He's like, this is classic. Why is he not doing any classic poses? Look at this. It's just a front double bicep. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm looking at one of the nicest physiques, like one of the nicest physiques I've seen on stage. And all you're doing is bitching about his fucking hair.
His fucking hair. The most irrelevant thing ever. Yeah. Which, I mean, you don't know. Maybe he has that hair because it's something in his family. Maybe it's some kind of, you know, cultural thing. You have no idea why he has that hair. I mean, who knows? Who fucking cares?
Even if it's just for the fuck of it, because he wants
it. That's the thing. Like, who fucking cares? Yeah.
I could see if, like, the guy was, like, had a shitty physique and he had nothing to talk about.
But he won the show.
But the guy's, like, a fucking freak.
Yeah, he's such a freak. And, I remember seeing him a while ago, and I saw his picture go up. It was the first row one there. Top right.
This one?
Top right. Yeah, I saw this a long time ago. And I was like, 5'11", weighing 226. I know. How does that make sense? Yeah. That looks like 255.
I know.
He's 5'11". If you showed me this and told me he's 5'11", guess his weight, I'd say 260, 265 maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
His proportions are nuts. Like, he's got
I mean, 5'11 means he's like Chris's height, maybe a touch shorter than Bumstead, or he's like someone like Antoine's height.
And yeah.
He's 50 pounds lighter somehow. Like, where the fuck is that? He looks gigantic.
Yeah.
You know, so, I couldn't even believe that when I saw it. I commented, I'm like, there's no fucking way you weigh that, you know?
So we're, the way we're talking about it is how you would expect anybody to talk about him on stage.
Yeah.
And all fucking Sean Ray could talk about was his fucking hair.
Well, you should have heard the fun. Me and Antoine were having a good laugh at this last night. It was this huge thing because he was, I can't remember what they were talking about. Oh, they were talking about Justin.
Rodriguez.
And the shows he'd done. And then Sean couldn't get, he was like saying that Ian Valliere won Tampa. And then he's like, no, they won New York, won Cali. And Justin was second in Cali to Ian. And then he's like, I think, and then he said the other show, and he's like, there's Ian Valliere and Ian Valerie. They must be brothers. And we're like, no, Antoine won Cali. I won New York. And then he's like, talking about we must be related. And then he's like, he just didn't understand the shows, and he was like telling the girl that was there, he's like, no, I'm positive Ian Valliere won Cali. And she's like, nah, I don't think so. Let me look this up, blah, blah, blah. and then she says Antoine Vaillant, but they say it Valerie. They don't know how to, you know, say Antoine Valerie. And then he's like, oh yeah, I think they're brothers.
I think they're related.
It's like, what are you talking about, man?
You got the fucking last names wrong. And
yeah, which is the smallest part, but then you don't even know. You're talking about Justin. You don't know the placings. You don't know the shows. You don't know anything that's gone on. You don't know the competitors. You don't even know who Antoine Vaillant is, for God's sakes. Yeah. I mean, like, you just looked so poorly informed on, like, the situation in bodybuilding. Which, look, I know not everyone knows every bodybuilder and every show that happens, but when it's your job to commentate a show, especially, you should know what's going on, where the shows are right now.
That's the part that I think I would fuck up on if I did it, because, like, I've tried to do the commentary on some of the shows, and I don't know – like the whole lineup. You know how you get like the
top. Sure. No. But I'm talking, Justin has been second place at New
York. Yeah. You know, the top guys. Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about the top guys, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if you don't know Buddy, that's, you know, last call out, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's a little different. But, you know, knowing the guys that are the heavy hitters, especially like someone like Justin that is consistently.
Or you, or Antoine, or yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or someone like Antoine that just won a show a couple weeks ago, you know? And then, like, lumping us all as we're just all the same person, you know?
I don't take as much – I mean, I know it's annoying, obviously, and I don't – obviously, you're right. I don't think it's professional at all, especially when you're talking about, like, the top tiers of bodybuilding. But I don't take as much – I don't worry about that as much as I do just the negativity.
Yeah.
Like, it just – I just don't fucking hear him say anything good about anybody. And when he does – it doesn't seem genuine.
No, and I mean, even when he was, you know, he went on to Justin, it's like Justin looked ridiculous. And the first thing he said about Justin was that saying that his shoulders looked a little suspect.
If you know
what I mean. And the girl's like, oh, come on, man. Like, you just, you know, don't hold back, do you? And he's like, well, I'm just being honest. It's like, man, that was
But you're not being honest. You're not being honest. First of all, you don't know that's a fact. You just considered it. And now you put it in
everyone's head when it could potentially not be correct at all.
Yeah, so it's not being honest. It's your shitty opinion.
Yeah.
If you were in his hotel room when he was shooting fucking Yes. Then you could say you're being honest, but now you're just being a dick.
Yeah, you're like, speculating just to be a dick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really disappointing, man. And I wonder to myself, do the powers that be give a shit? Like, because it's hurting the sport as a whole. Because I have people, like, people that watch my podcast are not all bodybuilding fans.
No.
Like, they're not hardcore bodybuilding fans.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have messaged me, like, when I do the commentary, and they're like, I really like when you do the commentary, because I don't understand what I'm looking at, and you kind of explain it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the job of Sean Ray, not to pick apart the physique, but more to like do the Joe Rogan thing. Like,
yeah, help with like put it in layman's terms, essentially.
Like put it this way.
When I don't understand the show and, you know, what's going on and why someone might be placing where they're placing and, you know, stuff like that.
Like put it this way. When I'm watching MMA, I don't know fucking anything about Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
But Joe Rogan makes you understand.
Now I know all the moves and shit because
you know what he's doing, what he, you know, and Joe's like, oh, he's going for a Kimura. And you're like, I couldn't even see that he's trying to set up a move. But now you look for it. You know,
that's right. That's to help
you, like, understand what's going on, the flow of the sport, which, yeah, when you're just shitting on everyone and, you know, trying to pick out flaws, you know, that's not doing anything for helping people understand. All you're doing is drawing light to that. Now, no one knows nothing positive about Justin. All they do now is think about Justin having oil in his delts, which, like,
yeah, and what is the point of that? I think to myself, the promoters and the powers that be must know the only people watching the show aren't hardcore fans.
No.
So when Sean Ray's talking, I think he feels like he's talking to just everybody that knows already.
Yeah.
You're not. You're talking to a whole bunch of people that don't fucking know. That's the whole point of the show.
You got to send your hardcore bodybuilders, another 90 is just, you know, average people.
Yeah, fans.
Average fans that, you know, follow a little bit of bodybuilding, maybe follow one guy in the lineup, you know, that they're a big fan of, something like that. And that's it.
But I wonder to myself, like, I think the UFC made a concerted effort to put Joe Rogan there because he explains what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't the powers that be know that just having an icon sitting there isn't the fucking, doesn't mean anything. You have to have somebody there that's going to explain what the fuck is happening so that more people will watch.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Because nobody's going to fucking watch if they don't know what the fuck is going on.
No, 100%.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's disappointing. Anyway, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I hope more people talk about that and it actually happens because I'd love to do it.
But. Me too.
Anyway, going back to the show, I'm going to share my screen with you.
Okay, I have the line in front of me too, so I can see the placings.
So, I want everybody else that's watching to see. So, this is the score sheet.
Yep.
We have the winner was Akeem, and we talked about that in the breakdown. I said, I think I had Akeem winning. I think you also had Akeem winning.
No, I had Justin winning.
Oh, you had Justin winning. That's right.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What did I have here? Buys and tries. Okay. So I have Sulios's page here. He's got everybody listed. So this is Akeem. Akeem won the show. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you think overall of Akeem?
I'll be completely honest. When I watched the pre-judging in the morning, I didn't have him as first or second. I had him as, I mean, I thought he would be second, but I kind of, from my perspective, I had him as third. He didn't stand out to me that being as quite as crisp as the other guys, especially from the back shots. You know, obviously from the muscularity standpoint, he's, you know, excellent. And his lower body conditioning and muscularity was definitely the best up there, especially when you're comparing it to Max and Justin, who are not slight in the legs, but not nearly as muscular through the legs as someone like Akeem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he didn't stand out to me quite as much. At the night, I definitely, when they put him back in the comparisons, I saw the case definitely a bit better. But I mean, you know, the guy's so heavily muscled. You know, some of his shots, like his side shots, his front shots, his shape is so nice in the front shots with the high lats. Those side shots, like look at his side quad. It's just ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think he really just out-muscled Justin is really how I see it, you know.
I wonder sometimes, because I know, like, obviously one judge's opinion doesn't matter, but Steve Weinberger was head judging, I believe. And I know Steve is really big on like muscle, like the bigger the guy, right? So I wonder sometimes if that played into it, because when I watch the show, so I had Akeem winning before we started the show, before the show went on, it was my guess. But when they came out, I actually thought they were gonna go with Justin.
Yeah, so did I. I had Justin right till basically the end. And then when they were doing the comparisons, just the two of them, and I was like kind of just looking at shot for shot, I did see the case for him winning for sure. I mean, look, like I said when we started this, you could make a case for any of these guys winning.
Yeah.
You know, you could make a case for Max winning if you want. You can make a case for Nick winning. You know, I mean, you could really make a case for any of these guys in the top four. They were all so good. I prefer Justin's look a bit better. I think Justin, you know, when you saw him in the really good light in the HD stream, you could see this guy was like fucking vacuum sealed condition, you know?
Let me ask you this question. So let's break it down for people who don't really understand. So the way I see the call out is this. They both have one big weakness. And for those of you watching, Akeem's weakness is right here. He's got high lats. They're kind of missing in the lower back. And then his upper back isn't really as hard as – you can see his hamstrings are dry, his quads are dry, his glutes are dry. His upper back is not as dry and detailed. So his back is his weak point. But then if you go over to Justin.
His quads are
definitely – and I think they're even more down than they were in New York.
Yeah, I think they brought him in tighter, and I think his legs is what suffered in that fullness a bit, was just his quads.
But if you like, this is a glaring, like in this front relaxed, it's really a glaring weakness. Like his shoulders are, look how wide his shoulders are.
Yeah.
And then his legs are look slight compared to, right?
I can definitely agree with you on that. Yeah.
So they're both missing one big body part, back and quads, which is right. So then I think they took the guy with more muscle.
Yeah.
Because they're an equal, I think they're pretty equal in conditioning.
I don't quite agree. I think Justin was a little better. I mean, when you really see it in like the HD, like, I mean, especially like pull up some of Justin's shots, like go to the AJ Sims page. So Matt, he's tagged right there. Click that picture, Justin. Oh,
sorry. Where? Click it,
and in the tags there, it's Cement Factory.
Yeah.
And like, look at those.
But that's edited.
Yeah, I know. Not that one. The back, like.
Yeah, but I can show you a hotel shot too, right?
I agree with you, but this conditioning is ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think Akeem's hotel shot looked like this as well because he posted one that's like that.
I mean, I don't think he was quite in this condition, but I think he was good.
I agree. I agree. Justin's a little sharper, but.
But then for that little bit of sharpness, Akeem makes up him for muscularity. So
yeah,
I mean, it's tit for tat, one versus the other. So. You know, they were relatively comparable for conditioning, we could say, Justin having a slight edge, and then, you know, Akeem having the edge in the muscularity. And obviously, Akeem's shape, especially in the front shots, is just ridiculous. I mean, his front double is crazy.
So then you go on, what's this here? That's a little bit closer shot of Akeem. And then we go on to the third, who was?
Max.
Max, who is kind of like a mix of the two. But not overly dominating in any one area.
No, exactly. He's kind of like the middle ground. So he's not quite as big as Akeem. You know, his legs are a little down like Justin. His conditioning is probably some of the best up there, especially from the front. His shape is not bad.
Do you ever wonder, can I ask you a question? I find strange about Max's physique. Everybody talks about his conditioning. I find his conditioning is outstanding from his waist to his neck.
Yeah.
Not even his arms, just like this.
His abs, his chest, like his chest is so strided. His abs, when it's an abs and thigh, is just ridiculous. Is there an ab and thigh shot in here somewhere?
Probably. No, there isn't. No. But I do know what you mean. But when
you can see the back, but then look, like that is not nearly the same.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I feel like
conditioning is better than that from the back.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like people are always like, Max's conditioning. But they're not looking at the entire physique. They're just looking at the abs and chest.
Yeah, and you also have to think that. Like when it comes to symmetry and balance, that applies to conditioning as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just having like, you know, muscularity top to bottom, blah, blah, blah. But like if your front is peeled and your back is not, that is also considered in there as well. So Max kind of falls in that category of the unbalance in terms of conditioning, where from the front, he's definitely a lot more hard than the back. So, I think that's a detriment to him, not a, you know.
So Max has a lot of fans, rightfully so. I mean, he's got a very, very impressive physique. And a lot of them are like, Max should have won this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to point out to those people who don't know or Max's fans who are going crazy, this is the reason right here.
Yeah.
His lats are high. Back is not especially detailed condition-wise. His glutes aren't super sharp. Hamstring striations. They're not bad, but the depth isn't there. Like, there's not really...
They're not like Max's or Justin's.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to take into consideration all these things because if you look at Justin's back... You see the difference immediately. You know, everything's really peeled. You can see all the insertion points of his lats. Glutes are completely striated. There's deep cuts in his hamstrings.
Yeah.
So there's a really drastic difference there. And it's even more so with Akeem. I mean,
Akeem's liac from
the lower body. But I mean, you see the depth of the striations and the hamstrings. It's like, So anyway, so then we go on to fourth, and this was Nick, his pro debut.
Excellent pro debut.
Very good pro debut. I had him in third, I think, on our breakdown.
Yeah, and it could have, you know, very much made a case for that. Yeah.
I actually still think he took third.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. Yeah.
And I think that was the placing. I think the only one. Well, actually, no, there's a couple others that were a little bit confusing to me, but I think Nick took third. I think the only reason he got marked down was his waist.
Is a little boxy.
Yeah, it's not like it's distended. It's just a big part of his body.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it takes up a lot of space.
It's a very long torso with short legs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that it's just like a long kind of wide torso that, yeah, like you said, just takes up a lot of space. So it's like a very visual point.
Yeah. I wonder how you could fix that, because I think if you had a bigger chest.
I think you could be a posing thing too. Maybe if he tries like, you know, hitting his front double, flexing his abs and crunch it down a bit so it doesn't look so long.
Instead of elongating them, yeah.
Yeah, instead of elongating them. I mean, something you can play around with. But I mean, like, but his quads are ridiculous. I mean, so gnarly, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was muscle there for days.
But the reason I think he had third is...
Well, I mean, he absolutely obliterated Max from the back.
Well, that's his best pose. Like, this is his best shot.
He had probably the best back double in the show, I would give that.
Yeah, and I don't think this is even spread, actually. This is before This is mid pose.
Yeah, and it's not even the back part of it. It's like his back is good. I mean, but you could line up Justin's back, and I think Justin's back is actually probably comparable or better from the actual back. But like Nick's, like, look at that bottom left there. I mean, this is added in ridiculous. But I mean, his hamstrings and adductors are just fucking ridiculous. You know? Like, that's just insane.
I love the way this quad pops off the fucking.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I mean, that's the craziest lower body I've seen in a long time. Like, that's Kai Green-esque kind of gnarliness, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So I think I definitely had Nick in front of Max.
And this is a weird thing about Nick too. And I mean, it was strange when I first saw Nick come out by himself, or sorry, in the groups originally, just the numerical groups, he didn't stand out to me whatsoever. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, he doesn't look that great, blah, blah, blah. And then he came and did his individual, and I watched this on like the 1080p, and I was like, this guy could win the fucking show. He looks insane by himself.
Yeah.
And then when you put him back in the lineup, he didn't look quite as good in the group. But then at night, I think he stood out a lot more. I don't know if they changed something or some guys faded.
He moved up two spots at night.
He did move up, yeah. And I mean, the thing with him is I think, and like you said, that the structural thing, just especially when you put him in, you know, next to guys like Akeem and Justin who have pretty good structure, he just loses a lot of
impressiveness?
No, like a structure? Illusion. A lot of illusion of size, you know?
Yeah.
Especially from the front. Cause then like I saw lots of people comment this, like, wow, does Nick look small like in the lineup compared to some of these guys in the front? And I was like, no, Nick is huge and he weighs and has just as much, if not more muscle than a lot of these guys. But when you stick him next to someone like Akeem or Justin or Max,
I see what you're saying.
A little bit better structure, the illusion of his long torso and a little more boxy waist makes him lose muscularity from the front.
I see. Exactly.
From the back, it looks ridiculous. That's the best back double I've seen in a long time. I mean, it's outrageous.
I see exactly what you mean. So basically you're saying the proportions of his waist to muscle are causing him to lose the illusion of that, like the actual amount of muscle he has.
Then to prove that point though, when he puts his arm down and does a most muscular where his waist is not elongated, and you know, he's flexing his abs and doing that, he had one of the best, most musculars in the show.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, just in his front lat, his front double, his front relaxed, you know, where he loses, like you can see there, he doesn't really stand out in terms of size. Like, just go back to the beginning. See, right there, he doesn't really stand out to you because he's one of the shorter guys.
Yeah.
His waist looks very long.
Yeah.
But in between Justin and Eddie, he doesn't look bigger than either of them at all.
I actually noticed
the poses, same. It completely changes in some shots, you know?
Yeah. I noticed the same thing when he came out. I'm like, he doesn't look as big as I thought he was.
Yeah, but like in certain shots, like then he hits a front double. Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah.
You know, and then he hits his most muscular. He looks great. But, you know, you can still see here, he still doesn't look as big as he is because of his long torso and his structure.
Yeah.
This is obviously his weakest shot here. His front lat is definitely his weakest pose of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, his side chest was excellent. Great shot there.
Oh, wait. I want to see what Max gets into it. Okay, so there, they're all into it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can clearly see winner, second. I don't see this as third, though.
No, I agree with you there. I can see.
I see this as third.
On looks really good.
On looks really good too.
On faded a ton at night. Like that when they brought him out in the comparisons at the end, man, he was matte. Like he had no glaze on. His tan looked like it had been rinsed off a bit. He was super flat. Like he faded big time. Yeah, I mean, so, Nick did this pose all day, twice on Sundays.
Back double bicep. I actually had on ahead of Max as well.
Yeah, for back double, I could see that. For the rest of the poses, no.
But in the side chest, I did too.
Yeah, for sure. But from the front, his conditioning and his level of hardness was not nearly the same as his back.
Let me... I want to go back here.
On's just a little like kind of washy from the front, you know. Max next to him is so crisp looking, you know.
I think guys had oil issues too.
Yeah.
Because look how dry On is. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I actually text Nick when Nick came out for his individual.
Yeah.
He was dry as fuck. I text him and I'm like, dude, go put some fucking oil on and come back.
Now, I'll give credit where credit is due in terms of like overall like color presentation glaze. Yeah. Justin was amazing.
He's always good like that. Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah. I mean, his tan was perfect. It was probably the darkest, nicest one. His glaze was amazing.
I think it's easier though, Ian. Like I had that. I've had this before. Like, I think it's easier when you're brown already.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Right. Because sure. Like I always had pretty good color.
Yeah. Less coats of tan. Less look of muddiness. More even. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
So On. Yeah. On loses to Max here in the front.
Yeah.
So if we move on.
So yeah, wins that shot there.
Look at the ab and thigh, side tricep here. Let's see what's side tricep.
A good shot for Nick.
Okay, wait, there we go.
Justin,
there.
Justin and Akeem are obviously having a little hard time controlling the midsections here. You know, Max looks a little thin, like side front to back, but his conditioning's nice. On looks terrible in the shot.
Yeah, oh, that's a bad shot for On.
Yeah. I mean, Nick looks great here too.
I have Nick over Max here as well.
Yeah, I it's close, but yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I definitely don't see where Max beats Nick in this shot. Maybe his chest is a little thicker.
Yeah, no, it's pretty.
But that's it.
That's it. No. I mean, midsection's a touch tighter, but like so minimal, it's irrelevant.
Yeah. So then we have, I think, ab and thigh after this.
Yeah.
Where obviously Max beats.
Strong shot for Max, yeah.
Max beats Ian here for sure.
Ian, you mean Nick?
Sorry, Nick. Yeah.
I mean, this is still a good shot for Nick. I mean, even with the boxy waist, he has good developed abs. He has crazy nice quads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a terrible shot for him. I mean, it's like the Jay Cutler. Like, even if you got a boxy structure, you know, you could still have the muscularity to make a shot like that look really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Max got that shot.
Good shot for Eddie, too. Eddie looks pretty decent, that shot.
That's not Eddie. Is it?
Yeah, it is Eddie Bracamonte.
Oh, that is Eddie.
Okay. Look at On though right now, how faded he looks.
Yeah, he's disappearing like by
completely the disappearing. Yeah.
Just in this 2-minute video, he's gotten worse.
Yep. And then most muscular here, you'll see what I see about Nick, say about Nick. Like when he hits a shot, I mean he looks gigantic.
I want to wait till they all hit. But try and get them at the same time. They're not going to all hit at the same
time. Close. But I mean, yeah, and like Nick is over Max there too, I would agree.
Yeah.
I honestly like Justin's most muscular the best. I would give Nick a strong second.
Eddie's got a pretty good most muscular.
Eddie's got a good one too. The hands on hip looks nice, and not many guys do that because of their waistline, so that's good.
Yeah. I think Eddie's got such wide shoulders that he can pull that off.
Yeah. Max's crab is not bad. I don't like his hand clasp.
You know, we don't notice Akeem's worst pose is his most muscular.
Which is funny because he's like the most muscular
guy. He's the biggest guy on stage.
I know. It's because he's not a super separated guy through his upper body, like a super, you know, detailed separated guy. So when you hit a pose like this, like you don't see crazy separation through his delts or arms or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't show off a ton where you look at someone like Max or Justin or Nick where they had like crazy popping abs. You know, super separated chest, round delts. Like it's a very different look. And I mean, if I was Akeem, I definitely wouldn't be hitting that crab like that. I would stay up and do a hand clasp or a hands on hip.
Like that. There.
Or even a hand on hip. Cause I mean, he's got those high lats.
And that one, I think this one looks good on Akeem.
It looks not bad for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, he could do a hand on hip too. Cause I mean, he's got those high lats and a nice small waist. That would probably look good on him as well.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
All right. Well, that's that. How do I close this fucking video? Right here.
Escape.
Okay. So that was, let me go back here to
the placings.
Yeah, where the fuck did the placings go? They're there. Okay. Okay, so after fourth, we had Nick, and then after we had Eddie Bracamontes in fifth.
Wait, let me see. What was the score? Yeah, Eddie was good. I mean, and Eddie slipped at night. Obviously, I think they had him in fourth after prejudging because they did that top four call and had him in there.
Yeah.
Nick worked his way up a bit, which, I mean, was very deserved. Nick looked definitely better at night. So
I think this is a good placing for Eddie. He's
absolutely.
It's a really deep lineup, and to crack the top five in this lineup is good for Eddie, I think.
Yep.
It's one of his better placings. His physique looks good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, though. It's like, I feel like the muscle just doesn't pop.
No, I mean, he has no really weak poses. He's pretty balanced, like, all over. There's just not a huge wow factor in any pose.
Yeah,
you know, it's not a crazy pop. You can see his back's a little flat through here. Yeah. His glutes even look a little flat. You can see, you know, abs and chest are a little flat. Like, there's just not a ton of pop in there, like you said.
But the guy's got so much muscle. Is this a setup issue? Like, is it a peak week issue?
I'm not sure. I don't know enough about him or is what he does, but yeah. I mean, it could potentially be. But yeah, I mean, he gets away with it a bit because structurally he is one of the bigger guys in the lineup.
Yeah.
He's taller. He's broad shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
So he can get away with that. And I mean, his structure is nice too. I mean, you can see his abs and thighs. I mean, he's got a nice taper, small waist. You know, that's a good shot from two, that front lat. His abs are a touch washy, but I mean, huge friggin' lats and good shot for him.
I feel like he's actually not at his best here, even though he did well.
Yeah, no, I don't think that. I think I've seen Eddie better than this, yeah.
I feel like the muscle, like maybe he's a little flat. I don't know what it is, but something.
I mean, none of these shots here are great. I mean, like watching obviously the 1080p video and stuff looked drastically different than these photos look. But I mean, it's still, you know, like that. Like, look at that picture on the right where you can see the conditioning difference there. Like, you know.
He's not in here.
No, I'm just saying as everyone as a whole versus what we're looking at, you can see everyone looks a lot more crisp there.
I wonder.
Or even that shot of their back doubles, like it looks drastically different there, you know?
Oh, they did a top two.
Yeah.
This is at night, obviously.
Yeah. Click the three buttons there, bottom right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, I was going to see if you could adjust the quality of it, but.
Well, you just fucked me. Now I don't even know where I'm at. Okay, there we go. There we go. Yeah, I think I see. This is a glaring weakness here in the legs. Yeah, see,
this was the comparison here where the whole show I was like, I think this is nonsense. Justin won the show. And then when they did this top two call out.
Yeah.
And you're going, you know, kind of pose for pose. I definitely saw the case for Akeem.
Yeah.
You know, Justin's conditioning was exceptional. I mean, I think this was a really good package for him. But I mean, yeah, it was definitely close. But I mean, I can see where Akeem got the edge. Like Akeem wins the shot here.
I don't see where he hasn't lost a shot yet. I think he's going to lose maybe the back shots, but I have to see.
And he'll lose the back shots, and that's it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And the most muscular.
I mean, this is a glaring weakness in the legs. Like,
yeah, Matt and Akeem's legs are just insane. You know,
look at him. He's pointing out his back. Look at that. I love when people fuck with each other on stage. Look at this lower body though. This is fucking crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
Okay, wait. I got to pause that.
Yeah, see, obviously the back itself, Justin, is better.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I mean, the lower body is like completely two different stories, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can't give somebody a win based on just like this piece right here.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's really all Akeem's missing.
Yeah.
Good show, though, man.
Even upper back and trap is still more detailed on Justin, for sure. And he's definitely wider through the lats because of Akeem's super high lats.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not enough of a difference as it is between their lower bodies.
You know, I know promoters are trying to do by putting these backdrops here, and it's cool.
Oh, my
and
God, man. This was the first thing I said to Melissa. I'm like, shut that shit off and put a plain black background on.
Yeah, I remember the Arnolds. I think one of my favorite looks was at the Arnolds because in the prejudging, they just have a black drape.
Yeah, it's way better. You get more contrast to the people against it. It looks good.
You can really see, like, right, because all this graphics back here is kind of, I'm losing.
Yeah.
I can't even see Akeem's, like, depth of, you know.
Because of backlighting, you can't have that. You need it off, so.
I just don't know why.
Akeem is so dark, it's hard to even see the good details here, you know.
I know they're trying to do good for the show and make the show look great and everything, but in all honesty, like, I think the physiques would look better if they just put a black drape.
Yeah, I think they could keep the screen there, and then between classes or between call-outs, you could turn it on, have a little promotion play, and then when the guys come on, you shut it off.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. I think, because I don't know if this is, I think this was just a hall, not an auditorium, but if you have an auditorium, there's a hang, because that's what we do at our show. Right where this line is right here, there's a drape that comes across.
Yeah.
So you can just pull the curtain and do the prejudging. And then, like you said, when the guys go off, you can open it up. I mean, even when you did it for the other classes, because like bikini, maybe you don't have to see the depth as much or stuff. Like, but for bodybuilding, you need to see like the shape of the physiques and the depth and everything. And it's like, it's really hard with all this graphics.
Look, now it went back, it went black behind them and it looks way better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly.
It's better. Like, even though there's those moving fucking snowflakes or speckles or whatever it is.
Yeah.
With the dark versus the red and the fire, you can see more contrast against it, you know?
Yeah, it's tough because I can't blame them for it because I know.
No, well, I understand.
But they're trying to make the show look awesome, which is great.
Yeah, it is a spectator event that they're trying to make like a spectacle as well. So I do understand.
Yeah. Okay, so going back to the scorecards, where are we at now? We did Eddie Bracamontes. Where was sixth? We had sixth place. We had Onwin, who flattened out. We already saw On. Who was seventh? Seventh, we had.
I'm just looking at the scores of who slipped from prejudging. Like, Eddie was a 12 in prejudging, 15 finals, so he slipped.
So you're looking here, just so people know, you're looking at this column here, which is prejudging.
Yeah.
Here's Eddie Bracamontes here at prejudging was 12.
Like, Nick went from a 15, so he was actually tied with Eddie prejudging.
So, Ian, explain to people what it means when you have a 12.
So, I mean, that just means that you had that many judges putting you in that position. So, I mean, I guess what would that be? Was there five judges in this? What's first place score? Three? Yeah, so there'd be five judges, and the high and the low is removed. So you have five minus a one and a one, you end up with a three. So that would be Justin in prejudging had a perfect score of a three, or Akeem had a perfect score in finals of a three. So that means every judge put him in first, except for maybe potentially one, that low is removed. Anyone there would have had 3-4. So he was in fourth place at the prejudging. But him and Nick were actually tied. They both had 15.
Or to simplify it for people, the lower score, the better. So obviously
he was better. Max, you see there, nine means five judges.
Yeah.
They all probably gave him threes. A three and a three removed. You have three threes left, which equals nine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But then he slipped a little bit at finals.
Yeah. So one judge would have put him in fourth in finals. The other would have been three. So you got a 3-3, which is a six, and then a four. So one judge, or at least two judges put him in fourth because the low would be removed. So you'd have 1-4 removed and 1-4 stuck. So you would have had
three judges. You're like fucking Rain Man over here. There's way too much going on. I don't understand. Just tell people this score is lower, so it's better. And he slipped he slipped 3 points at night.
Yeah.
And then Max slipped a point. I don't know who Camilo Diaz is. I don't know who that is. Anyway, we're going back on
to Nick. Nick went from a 15 to 11, so he pulled up an entire spot there. He's third on the list, third from the bottom. And Akeem went from a six, from a perfect third or second, to a perfect first.
So Nick is here. He went from a 15 to 11, which is crazy. And then you said Akeem. Yeah, Akeem was second, and he went up to first.
So wait, Justin Akeem actually tied. They both had a nine. They were 3-6, 3-6. Yeah.
So the head judge probably made the final call.
So Steve made the final call. Yeah, that's how it would work.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for people watching here too, like if you want to, obviously, you know, when the show done, you want to shit on the head judge. The head judge's not actually really doing the most of the judging. Yeah. You know, the head judge would, you know, pick the call outs.
But that is important because what the head judge does, I know you do. I'm trying to explain. The reason the head judge is so important is not because he makes the decision, but he makes the call-outs.
He makes the call-outs.
So he may look lean.
He's going to take me into the judge's minds, yes.
Yeah, he may lean over to a judge and say, who do you want to see, this or that. And they may say, we want to see this guy, we want to see that guy. But ultimately, the head judge puts the guys where he wants to see them, which is going to influence the other judges too.
Yes, but for the people that are listening, these scores that you're seeing, the 12, the 15, the whatever, this is the other judges, non-head judges, putting their scoring for these people. So these scores are made by the non-head judges.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but then in the case, where you have a tie between Justin and Akeem, that would come down to Steve or Tyler, whoever was the head judge at the time, and they would make the call and give the nod to Akeem.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you see the asterisks there, eh? I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
You see the asterisks.
Oh, because they must have done fucking 15 comparisons with these guys, man. I've never seen people be worked like this in a show in my entire life.
Yeah, I like that. Can I ask you something? Because I saw somebody say something about not liking So you know how sometimes in a show they'll put the guy like in the center that's winning?
Sure.
And they'll put like second on the left and third on the right. And everybody at prejudging kind of knows where things are going to be.
Yeah.
I actually don't like that.
They didn't always used to do that.
No, no. Well, the thing is, I've always seen them do that until recently. And now you see shows like Spain, for example, where they kind of fuck everything up. They kind of put people here and put people there. I think it's better when they don't do the standard fucking put the guy in the middle.
Yeah, I can agree with you there. I mean, I think...
Like, for the people watching, I mean.
Yeah. The only thing, it's like when you then come down to, like, comparing guys around, it's easier to compare guys having that guy in the middle, because then you can move guys around, compare them for second, third, fourth. So you can just leave one guy in the middle and have the second, third guy and can see them from both sides. You can move one guy over, compare. So I understand how it ends up like that. But you can still, you know, move guys around and not make it so obvious. Yes, I agree.
I just feel like it's really silly to have a night show when you're already fucking know the guy who's going to win.
Right? Yeah, I mean, but in this show here, I thought Justin was going to win right up till the moment he lost. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, there's not really a huge dictation for that because you have 7-man callouts or 8-man, you know, even amount callouts. So there's no definite center, and then you know it's harder to tell. You can kind of always tell who the top two is, but not necessarily the winner.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it would make things more exciting for everybody if you really had no fucking idea what was happening, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you just base opinions and see how it unfolds at the end, you know?
We'll go through a couple more. Because I want to mention Mo Shaban really impressed me.
Really good.
Yeah. I know we didn't talk crazy highly about him before the show.
I did.
Well, maybe I didn't. I should just say myself.
I said he was super complete. I mean, the guy has literally no flaws. He's just on the smaller side.
This is Mo here.
Great structure. I mean, he's a little bottom heavy. I mean, he needs to bring his upper body up a bit to match his lower body.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he's just a smaller guy, but I thought he looked great.
He was a 212 guy. He moved up.
Yeah. I thought he looked really good. I thought his condition was really good. He thought, you know, a couple weaknesses, like his arms could be a little bigger, but like, I don't know, man. He's had a really nice shape to him.
Yeah. No, he's great. I really like him. Yeah.
But I guess it's hard when you're giving up like, you know, 20, 30 pounds.
Yeah. Like so he's on a shot there. Like he's a little thin through the
arms are a little thinner. Yeah.
Triceps.
But really that's kind of it. Like he's holding his own in the leg department. Chest is okay. Like compared to
great. He's good from the back shots. He's got a great structure, nice abs.
It's almost like if he just built up his shoulders and arms a bit, he would be standing next to On and they would compare well.
Yeah. See, but go back to that front lat. And this is not me insulting Nick at all. This is just me proving my point from earlier.
Pause it's a bad shot for him, yeah.
Yeah, so pause that. This goes to show right here. On probably is outweighed by Nick by 15 to 20 pounds here.
I don't know why it won't let me pause it. One second, sorry.
But, I mean, people saw it. I mean, you know, On is outweighed by probably, you know, I would say On's what? Low to mid 230s and Nick's high 240s, low 250s. So you're giving up 15 to 20 pounds there. And On in that shot looks the same size, if not bigger than Nick, just because of structure.
There we go.
You know, but then other shots where they hit a most muscular back double, you know, On's back double is actually pretty good, but you can see obviously the difference, but
what the fuck
there On looks bigger than Nick just based off structure. So it's just the illusion you create through a shape, you know?
Yeah. I don't like the way he's doing that pose at all either. I think it can be fixed.
Nick's hands are too high is what it is. He has his hands up really high on his, which is just accentuating his long torso. See how high they are?
And he's arching back too much, which is lengthening.
His hands are. They're like parallel as his belly button, and Nick's are 4 inches past his belly button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I would bring your hands farther back and lower.
Yeah, he needs to adjust that a little bit.
Yeah.
So Mo Shaban was a ridiculous shot, Mo Shaban was 7th.
I believe so. Pull up the list there.
Yeah, and On Win was 6th?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Where'd he go?
My fault. Oh, wait. It's over here.
Buys and tries.
So we have 6th place, On Win, 7th place, Mo Shaban, 8th place. Who is in 8th? 8th place, Phil Klahar.
Phil looked really good.
He did. I think he's just structurally can't keep up or size-wise. He's a little taller guy.
Taller guy, but I mean, his quads look way better than I've seen him. He's really good in the back shots.
Yeah.
You know, obviously an older guy where his midsection started to go on him a little bit, but I mean, he looks great. Yeah.
So overall, it's a good show, man. I mean, like I said, they could do small things I think could make the show a lot better, like having a curtain for prejudging, at least for prejudging. I mean, nice show, you do whatever, but like at least for prejudging, you should have a curtain.
Yeah.
And I think commentating, having fucking somebody who doesn't hate all the bodybuilders would be a great start.
Like you.
But I think the guys themselves, man, I mean, everybody's bringing conditioning. Everybody's fucking, like, the last three or four shows, like, I know people have been complaining, like.
You had guys right down till, you know, sorry, my dogs are going to bark here. One sec, someone's at the door.
Okay. So the only placing that we are really disputing then is the Nick Max placing.
Sorry, say that again?
I said, so the only placing we're disputing then is the Nick and Max.
Yeah, I would swap those. That's it.
Everything else is pretty on point, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, for the most part, I'm pretty cool with that, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, overall, it was good. I mean, everyone was so good in this group. I mean, you had guys all the way down, like, 10th, 12th place, like Joe Seaman, who were peeled out of their mind even, too. So
that's one I want to talk about, because we like Joe.
Yeah.
And he's got a ton of muscle. He's got a ton of muscle. I don't know if I can find a photo of him, because he was so...
Yeah, you can go to Patrick's page.
Okay. Let me go to Patrick's page.
No, yeah.
So, oh, that's one of the things I want to say. So Patrick messaged me and he asked me, he's like, what do you think about Joe? Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know why, like, this pose is not finished. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, that's not all the way open, eh?
No, but that's how he was doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kept seeing that. I'm like, why is he not opening his scapula?
Yeah, because, I mean, you can see he's got tons of muscle there. Conditioning's excellent. Glutes and hams are awesome.
So for those of you watching who don't know what I'm talking about, this pose here, his back right here, you see how his traps are pinned together?
Yeah.
This, the shoulders need to be opened up to actually spread the back. And I don't know why he was doing it this way. I don't know if it was to show more detail or, like, I don't know, but I think it was hurting him a bit because it made his back look small.
I agree.
But from the back, he looked great.
Yeah, back and side shots, he's good. Where he loses ground is from the front.
See, I thought
that front table there.
What I told Patrick, I thought he looked a little flat through the chest, shoulders, and arms.
Yeah, see, and what happens here is because his waist, his rib cage is a little wide, so you lose appearance of width through the lats, which also then kind of makes his arms look small.
The thing is,
his upper chest is a little flat there. Yes, quads are ridiculous, no doubt.
Yeah. Patrick told me, I said, look, I think he looks a little flat through the chest and shoulders. And Patrick told me, well, he looked full when you left the hotel room.
Yeah.
And I said, well, can you feed him more? And he's like, well, you know, Joe's got a little bit thicker midsection. So if we feed him too much, it throws off his shape.
Yeah.
So I think that's the like science experiment they're going to have to play.
Yeah. This tan didn't help him either. I mean, you can see it's super uneven. I mean,
yeah, it's really dark light, across the chest. Yeah.
Dark on his quads.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a little patchy and uneven, which when everyone else had really good tans, definitely didn't help him.
Do you want to cover the 212 at all?
Sure.
So there was a kind of a little bit of controversy, I guess. This is I think some people thought, this is fitness, this is bikini. Oh, he doesn't have the 212 here.
I have it here. One sec.
Let me see here. I mean, there's no controversy on my part. Yeah, I thought
12. You had Keon first. You had Austin Carr second. Noel third.
I think that was Noel second or was Noel third?
Was third.
I think some people thought Noel got robbed a little bit.
You go up. Click that shot there. Yeah.
This is open.
Yeah, I mean, Noel from the back was extremely dominant. I won't argue that. I mean, his conditioning was probably the best up there. You know, he's got muscle in spades, humongous quads. He lost some ground definitely on the front shots, especially to guys like Keon and Austin based off their shape.
Yeah.
Classic.
That's Noel, right?
That's Noel, yeah. He'll go through the shots. Like, wait till you see his – see, like that, he
the
loses
– front, yeah.
That's not a great shot.
No. No,
I wouldn't hit it twisting like that because he's losing a lot of lat width for sure.
I was going to say, like, this is not doing you any justice.
No. But whereas you got to, like, this is just ridiculous.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy. Yeah,
conditioning's crazy. I mean, so much muscle. I mean, and he could even open that up more. But, I mean, it's
– yeah.
There's not really much you can say wrong with that. I mean, especially compared to
– So I see
– He looks like Eddie's, to be honest.
I see where he's losing some in his waist, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's
not not that his waist is bad. It's just compared to like Keon.
Oh, structural thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's in great condition. He's got a ton of muscle.
Yeah, tons.
But I think when you're going,
he went Indy a couple years back. I remember that.
I think this is Keon here.
Yeah, see, Keon from the front was very dominant. His condition from the back wasn't exceptional by any stretch, but he has good shape and good muscularity through the back.
I think that's where people were making comments, was the conditioning, especially from the back, wasn't especially great.
Yeah, no, it wasn't insane, but I mean, like, his, you know, chest lat thickness, arm thickness is crazy. His shape is beautiful.
Like, I don't know if this is a bad video, but he doesn't look hard here.
No, he's never like a super hard guy, you know.
Yeah.
By any stretch. I mean, this is definitely one of the better versions of him we've seen. Obviously, he's got a lot more muscle than when he was doing Classic.
Yeah. Such a crazy shape, though.
Crazy shape, yeah. Like, this is just...
It's insane.
Ridiculous. It's really insane. There's some shots, so we can find some shots, like, of him standing with back shots and stuff.
Yeah. So, let me see what else we got here.
Just click his profile there, but...
No, I got a good one to go to.
Oh, yeah, he's got some.
This guy's got some. So there's the open, and then here's Keon. It's just, that's his signature pose, obviously, and it's edited, so it looks crazy.
Will Whitman edit, yeah.
This is the hotel shots that were insane.
Ridiculous.
When people saw this, they're like, what the fuck?
Look at the thickness through that chest, delt, arm, tie-in. It's just ridiculous.
I don't think people even know what they're looking at. They're like, what the fuck? How is this possible? His weight
comes in like so narrow to his hips. Just crazy.
Does he have show pictures? I know he did.
You're past it now. This is back into Spain.
Yeah. So. Did he take him down? Oh, no, oh, they're over here, there. So, yeah, you can see, like, this is soft.
Yeah, the glute hamstring side quad is a little softer.
Yeah. This needs work here.
Back is good development, top to bottom, but it's not super hard.
I don't know if they're, like, I know he worked with Dorian. I don't know if they're kind of just messing around trying to get a qualification.
Yeah, I don't know. I talked to Dorian. I replied to those front shots and said they look crazy. And he said, thanks. And said, you know, we still got to, you know, get the back to match the front. It's not quite there at this point. But so he was aware that it wasn't like they stepped on stage and like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he definitely needs to, like, he looks awesome. But if you put him in a back double next to George or to Derek or to Kamal, he's completely out of shape, you know?
That's the conversation I had with Ben yesterday. We were talking about it. And I said, you know, I think he looks incredible and everybody's touting him as the next Mr. Olympia, but I'm like, if I stood him next to George, I don't know.
No.
You know, like, I don't know. And then Kamal too, I mean, right?
You're also going to see his size and height inadequacies when you put him next to someone like Derek or George, right? You know, like, he's what, a shorter guy.
Yeah.
You know, you put him next to Derek or George, who are structurally definitely a lot bigger, carrying a little more muscle. With exceptional conditioning, especially from the back. I mean, Derek's glutes are like, you know, striated through striated, you know, and same with George, just insane conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, he'll look very out of place from a conditioning standpoint from the back, yes.
I mean, potentially, if they figure out his conditioning, could be one thing, but potentially he could be fourth. Because you have
Sean Clarita.
No. But you have Derek Farnsworth. Not Derek Farnsworth.
Derek Lunsford,
Kamal, and George. Yeah.
And then Sean Clarita.
Oh, you don't think he can beat Sean Clarita?
No. Structurally in height, I think Sean's a little smaller, but they're similar in terms of their height.
Yeah.
Like, not similar, but, you know, it's closer to the shorter end for Keon.
Yeah.
The amount of muscle that and fullness that someone like Sean has is just mind-blowing. You know, I think it would be hard for Keon to stand next to him.
So at the show, we had this gentleman here. Austin. I forget. Yeah. Austin. He had his pro debut.
Yeah, great show for him.
Amazing. I thought he looked amazing.
From the front, his front double is beautiful, too. Yeah. Great shape. You know, he still, too, could be a little harder from the back. He looks a little flat through his back there as well.
Yeah. But I thought he looked fucking great for his pro debut. I'm like, he's standing up really well. Because Keon is like, you know, Keon's looked at as one of the best in the 212s.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he stood with him really well.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have any. I guess these are backstage, but I mean, this is a perfect shot here. Check this out.
We'll just click the tags.
That's Keon's.
Click tag photos.
I know, but wait a minute. This is Keon's signature pose. Yeah.
Austin looks, look at his quads. Crazy.
And I mean, he's fucking hanging with him.
Yeah. Long, nice waist, big yeah. arms, crazy like, quads.
Like Keon's arms are better.
But Austin's no shitty arms, that's for sure.
I know, but it's like I'm being, if I'm being nitpicky, right? His arms.
Not really any weaknesses in that shot, no.
No, that's incredible. Like, I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I was blown away by his pro debut. I was like, this is.
Let's see if we can get a good front double.
Where's his tag? There's his tag. Here's a video. It's like a side shot video. Fuck that.
Go down more.
Look at this.
Yeah, crazy. There's some line shots there below that one.
So these are the top six. I mean, you see in the front shot.
Yeah.
I mean, the fronts are Keon's best poses, but you see in the front shot why he won.
Yeah.
But he's really not, this Austin guy's really not far behind, man.
Not at all. Noel's quads are just absurd.
Kevin Johnson, in this shot anyway, it looks like he should be fourth.
Yeah, he looks good there, yeah.
Huh.
Go down one there, you can see Austin's front double.
He's not pulling his vacuum here.
No, down, like center or far right, yeah. See, that's a great shot for him.
I can't blow this up.
No.
That's good. Yeah, that's all the other guys. Let's see what we got here. Oh,
there's a key on front double there, far left.
Far left, here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
great shot.
So I don't think there's any mistakes in that show. I think everybody kind of plays where they're supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, there's front double there. Middle down one row. Go down a row and in the middle.
Here? No. I just want to. I missed it by a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keon's got him in that shot.
Yeah.
I don't think he's fully in it though. But
no, it's kind of a weird photo, but. I mean, that's a really good shot for Austin there, though. He wins that shot.
He wins that shot, yeah.
The legs are just way too overpowering. Still give that to Keon.
Keon wins that shot, yeah.
Austin's a little more wide. Give that to Keon, even though his glutes and hands aren't quite as good. He's definitely got way more detail and thicknesses back.
Yeah, yeah. I give that to Austin, yeah.
Both a good shot for both of them, but Keon looks great there.
Keon looks awesome there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Keon's show. They did a good job.
I agree with that. I mean, you know, people have to remember it's bodybuilding. It's not just conditioning. So, I mean, you know, even though he did get out conditioned by some guys, he as a whole was still the best guy on stage. And I don't disagree with that.
You know what I love? There's two things. It's like a double-edged sword. I love that people go on and they debate who should have won and who should have did this and who should have did that. But I hate that they bash the judging at the same time.
Yeah.
The judges don't get it wrong. I mean,
the thing is, I dislike is that it almost comes off. I think the opposite. I think it almost comes off as they're bashing the athlete for placing that they had no control
over. No, that happens too.
I really felt after New York. It's like, yo, I didn't pick to come first. I just showed up and tried to do my best, and they picked me in first. Why are you shitting on me? You know? Yeah.
No, so that happens as well. But what I've been noticing is a lot is, oh, the judges are stupid. Judges are
blind, yeah.
Judges can't get it right. Everybody fucking judges don't know what they're doing. There's inconsistencies. And I'm like, look, the judges know what they're fucking doing. You obviously need it explained to you.
Yes.
Maybe the odd time a placing can be shuffled, but sometimes I'll see people put like a guy that's fourth and first. Like, I mean, New York's a perfect example. They're like, Max should have won. And I'm like, the judges didn't get it that wrong.
No, Max is fifth. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I just wish people could have that like healthy debate. And be like, I like this guy or I like that guy without being like, IFBB is fucked.
I'm all for having your favorites and fans and support it and supporting your guys, you know? Yeah. If you're a fan of this guy, you should support them and think that they should win. I'm all for that. But when you start to shit on other guys or shit on the judging or stuff like that, there's no point to that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right, buddy.
Cool.
We did the wrap up. We're good. I know you got to go, so we will touch base again.
Beauty. All right, we'll touch you later, man.
All right, brother. See ya.
See ya.